AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Trump International Hotel without Donald Trump? The president-elect's getting a warning from Democrats to cut the financial ties to his splashy new hotel. Our Jerry Bodlander's on Capitol Hill.
The fancy hotel with his name on it not far from the White House opened just a few weeks ago. But House Democrats say the General Services Administration wants President-elect Trump to have divested himself from all financial interest in the property by the time he's inaugurated. The GSA owns the lease on the property, which includes a provision that says no elected official can be part of the lease. The Democrats' letter would seem to indicate the government agrees with experts who have said Trump has to give up his stake in the glittering property. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
A few hours from now, we expect to hear the Fed is raising interest rates. What's it mean for you? Well, we asked our economics reporter, Chris Rugaber.
Home loans have already gone up in anticipation of Donald Trump's economic policies accelerating growth and inflation. So another quarter point from the Fed won't have much impact on mortgages or auto loans. They may raise credit card rates. And if you have an adjustable rate mortgage, you might want to see about locking that down because the Fed may be doing more rate hikes in 2017.
At the moment, the Dow is down 26 points. The medical examiner testifying at Dylann Roof's trial says everybody shot at that Charleston, South Carolina church last year was hit at least five times. Roof is charged with shooting nine black church members dead. Bill Cosby's back in court this morning, where yesterday things got so tense the judge warned squabbling lawyers he'd call in the sheriff's deputies if they didn't behave. This is a pre-trial hearing in suburban Philadelphia in Cosby's sex assault case. Lasers were pointed at several aircraft in the Boston area overnight. Nobody hurt. This is AP Radio News. The Voice has a winner. Here's our Jamie Fryer.
The winner of The Voice is...
Season 11 of The Voice came down to Sundance Head, a gritty and soulful singer from Texas, and Billy Gilman, who had a country hit as a kid in 2000. Here's host Carson Daly with the results.
Sundance Head!
It's the fifth victory for Coach Blake Shelton, and Head wins a recording contract. He hugged his family and thanked his wife.
Misty Head, everybody, the champion here tonight is her!
The Voice will be back in February. I'm Jamie Fryer.
Fans are remembering Alan Thicke, Dr. Jason Seaver on the 1980s sitcom Growing Pains. Alan Thicke died after suffering a heart attack. He was 69 years old. His first wife and mother of two of his children, Gloria Loring, calls it a shock. She says in an email to us, "We were all just together for Thanksgiving. He was funny, talented, and deeply devoted to his family." Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.